Welcome to this AAT podcast. Today I'm going to look at the differences between Scottish and other UK landlord terms and definitions, and how these can lead to some confusion for both unwary southerners dealing in Scottish property, but of course the other way round, where a Scot could come unstuck in the rest of the UK by assuming that the rules all work in the same way. It's tempting to assume that VAT is always the same in Scotland, as it is, after all, part of the UK for VAT purposes, and does not have its own VAT Act or other VAT regulations. However, the different historical development of Scotland compared to that for the rest of the UK has resulted in its land law being subtly different. Combining the same VAT law with differing land law means that there are a couple of traps to look out for. Of course, none of these should be problematical, it's just a matter of knowing what the pitfalls are and being prepared for them. The first thing that strikes most people when encountering Scottish land law for the first time is that the terminology will be unfamiliar. Most of the concepts are the same, or very close to being so, but they are called something different. For example, a one-off payment under a lease, possibly a lease premium, could well be referred to as a grassum, a word which you simply wouldn't hear in England. It simply means a lease premium. Another term you would not commonly see used south of the border might be aquelo usque ad centrum, which means that the person with that interest owns everything from the sky to the centre of the earth. It's simply a way of saying that they own everything and gives rights over such things as mineral extraction. Similarly, it allows the owner of the land to fish any waters on that land, although, interestingly, not for salmon. Knowing the terminology is key. A lawyer friend of mine got a bit concerned recently when a Scottish colleague called her up and said that he wanted to arrange an assignation with her for one of his clients. She reads a lot of romantic fiction where the term assignation usually means some sort of secret meeting between lovers. She was a little surprised that her colleague appeared to be matchmaking with one of his clients. Of course, he was doing no such thing, as in Scottish land law, the term assignation is simply what the rest of the UK would call a lease assignment. All of this could lead to some confusio, which sounds a bit like confusion, but means something quite different. It refers to the situation where one person can find themselves holding two apparently contradictory interests in land. For example, a tenant could purchase the freehold of the building they let from their landlord. They would become their own landlord. That's all confusio is, and would normally lead to the two interests being merged, as would happen in the rest of the UK. All this simply shows the importance of being aware of the terminology, and doesn't generally give rise to any difficulties other than embarrassment in not understanding what is told to you at the beginning. One area where I have seen a real problem arise, albeit only once, was in something that appeared at first sight to be very simple. My client was looking to enter into a lease as tenant in a very large and valuable property in Scotland. The rent was going to be a significant chunk of its outgoings, and it was keen to recover the VAT on the rent, the building had been opted to tax, as quickly and as early as possible. Upon being told that the rent was due on the standard quarter days, my client arranged for the VAT returns for the company to be ending at the end of March, June, September and December. The idea here was that the VAT due on the Lady Day rent, due on the 25th of March, would be almost immediately recovered by the prompt submission of the March VAT return, and so on throughout the year. This all sounds fine, until you realise that Scotland has different quarter days, being the 28th day of February, May, August and November. The VAT return period end planning had not achieved the desired saving, and it took the company quite some time to convince HMRC to change the VAT return periods for a second time, and this gave rise to some serious cash flow headaches. Finally, I come to the only other significant difference that I've come across, and which has been known to lead to problems on occasion. This is in the field of the zero rating for new housing and residential buildings and certain charitable buildings. In very simple terms, the sale of these new buildings is afforded zero rating, a total relief from VAT as long as certain criteria are met. One of the key ones is that the supply must be of a major interest. There are two aspects to this, what we might call fee simple rights and term certain rights. In the majority of the UK, the fee simple right is referred to as a freehold sale. In Scotland, the word freehold is sometimes not used, but the phrase dominium utile serves the same purpose. A quick pause here to note that in Northern Ireland, a fee farm grant is also the equivalent to freehold. So far, we have the same concept, albeit expressed using different language. Things are different in relation to a grant of a term certain. This is simply the grant of rights over land for a fixed period of time, and so is usually a lease or a licence. Most of the UK defines a major interest as being a period in excess of 21 years. However, this 21-year rule south of the border does not apply in Scotland. Here, we find that the time limit is expressed to be not less than 20 years. I have seen this create an issue where a Scottish builder working in Wales was preparing to grant 20-year leases in new flats. Somebody pointed out that this would mean that the zero rating simply wouldn't apply. The leases would then have been exempt, meaning that the input tax claimed on the purchase of the site, on professional fees, on materials, and all of those other costs would have been repayable to HMRC. The simple solution of granting leases of in excess of 21 years, rather than only 20, was, of course, very rapidly adopted. So there is this one important technical difference. There's a couple of practical issues to bear in mind, and a whole lot of terminology to look up if you are to avoid getting a little confusio with Scottish landlord terms. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.